Podcast where we quiz each other on all the trivia and fun facts about our favorite movies and what went into making them. So, Red, I have to ask, do you know movies?
I knew a movie once.
You sure did.
In a past life.
Yeah. Well, do you know Hot Rod?
I'm going to have to say that I do, in fact, know this movie. Okay. That's what I'm going to go out on a limb here and say yes.
You're going to go for it. You're going to go for it, I see.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we will find out as I quiz the crap out of you.
Ooh!
Yeah. But before we do that, before we begin, let's give a fair warning to the audience, because we are going to spoil this movie. So with that in mind, Red, would you care to give us a brief synopsis of Hot Rod?
I would love nothing more in this earth right now than to tell you about Hot Rod. So, aspiring stuntman Rod Kimball wants to earn the respect of his stepdad by beating him in a fight. Unfortunately, Rod is weak and time is running out as we learn that his stepdad has been diagnosed with a terminal illness. Now, Rod and his ragtag stunt crew must raise $50,000 to afford his stepdad's life-saving surgery so that Rod can have the time to man up and finally kick his stepdad's butt.
Perfect. Now, tell me what you like about this movie.
So, this movie is just perfectly targeted at me. I mean, like, these are the guys that I, like, started watching SNL with. And, you know, of course, that's what my definition of comedy forms to, you know, whatever they were doing. And so, all of them go and make a movie. Every joke lands with me every time I watch the movie. It's a fun time. It's goofy. It's silly. It's just easy watch and just enjoyable the whole way through.
These guys, we should clarify, being the Lonely Island.
The Lonely Island, yes.
Yeah, the trio group of comedy musicians who were on SNL.
Everyone else in this movie is hilarious too.
Oh yeah,
they're all. It's just a fantastic. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I love this movie as well. I remember the first time you showed this to me, I was like, I can't believe I hadn't seen this movie before.
Really?
It's so good. It's so funny. The Lonely Island, Andy Samberg especially being in the lead role, like, they just do such a great job. Their understanding of comedy is rather unparalleled.
Sure.
They understand how to tell a story to allow you to care for the characters the most. While also just being able to laugh at them at every step of the way. You want Rod to win. You want him to raise the $50,000 and to beat up his stepdad. But you also enjoy watching him fail along the way.
Right.
And it's, like, it's something that I guarantee was not easy to do, but they nailed it.
Absolutely. In this movie, you actually care. You want him to get the girl, and you want him to... you also want the dad to live.
Yeah.
Like,
even though, like, he's nothing but a piece of crap the entire time, it's like you get little moments of realizing, like, oh, he actually does want Rod to succeed.
In his own way.
Yeah.
Or he goes about it in his own specific way, but it feels like kind of what Rod needs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've watched this movie a million times, or maybe at least 15, but
yeah, well, even 15 is still a lot. So let's find out if it's enough for you to know this movie, so with that, let's get into it. I'm going to ask you 37 questions about Hot Rod.
37.
All of the answers to these questions were obtained from IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, if you will.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. AllTheTests.com, MovieMistakes.com, and FamousFix.com.
Woo!
Each question is open-ended and worth 2 points. If you don't get it right, then I'll give you multiple choices, but the question will only be worth 1 point. And if you still don't get it right, then I'll give you a second chance, but the question will only be worth half a point. And if you don't get it, then you're just stupid and you get no points. I'll keep track of your points, and however many you get will be divided by the number of questions. So if you've done the math, then you know that means you could get a max score of 200%.
Oh, well, that must be a mistake. That's so many percent.
It's not, actually. It's intentional.
Whoa!
Because if you get 100% or more, then you are officially a movie trivia master.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
But if you score less than 100%, then you are officially a movie trivia dum-dum. And if you somehow get 0%, then you know nothing, you moron.
Uh-oh. Now, audience, this pit right here, we recorded after the quiz and put it back in as a little foreshadowing of maybe this is the first time we get a perfect score of 200.
Can't wait for you to get the first question wrong. Also, audience, feel free to play along and see how you do.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Right, let's find out, do you know movies and do you know Hot Rod? Question one.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the actual events of this movie, let's cover a couple of crew-related questions.
Uh-oh.
Such as, who directed this movie?
So it's one of our boys. I'm pretty sure it's Akiva. I want to say, no, because Akiva's the brother. Is it Yorma?
You're
final going... answer, is it Yorma? Is that even what his name is?
It is Yorma or Jorma,
Jorma,
however it's pronounced.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I forgot to look that up. But it is not him.
It's not him. Is it Akiva?
No. It is Akiva.
Yorma's
good
the
job.
Brother?
Yep. Yorma's the brother.
That's how they get you.
Yep. Yeah, so Akiva Schaffer, however you pronounce
sure.
his name. I think it's Schaffer. Directed this movie. He is, like you said, one of the members of the Lonely Island. All right, question two.
Hmm.
Who wrote this movie?
I'm going to go with Isla, or is it Isla Fisher?
It is
Even
not
though
her.
I know that's not right, yeah.
Yeah, it is not her. So, is it A, The Lonely Island, B, Bill Hader, C, Danny McBride, or D, Pam Brady?
It is D, Pam Brady.
Yep, good job. As a bonus fun fact, actually, she actually wrote it for Will Ferrell, back when Will Ferrell was going to be the one doing this movie.
Yeah. That would have been funny as well.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been funny as well.
All right, question three.
Mm.
So, now let's get into the actual events of
Ooh.
This movie. In the very first scene, we see Rod try to jump an ice cream truck. So obviously it was not Andy Samberg doing the jump, it was a stuntman.
Okay.
But as he was riding up the ramp, it actually broke too soon than they like earlier than they intended it to break. So the original idea was it would break at the last second.
Okay.
And he would clear the ice cream truck, then just tumble down the second ramp.
Okay.
So he would like be fine, but it'd still be like, he failed. But because it broke too soon, he ends up tumbling on the top of the ice cream truck and then smacking into the back of the second ramp.
In hilarious hilarious and scary fashion.
Yeah, hilarious and very scary. They kept that take for the movie because it was pretty much the only one they got.
Mm.
Because the stuntman actually broke a bone in his body. Which bone did he break?
Which bone did he break? I'm going to go big and say femur.
You would be exactly correct.
Yes, okay, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's brutal.
So that's why they cut to Rod just, like, laying on the pavement, just vomiting.
So funny.
Yeah. Question four. After this, we see Rod go down to the basement to fight his stepdad, Frank.
Yeah.
And this is where we first meet Frank, played by Ian McShane. And we also get Frank's first line of dialogue, which is...
So, Rod attempts some form of sneak attack.
Yep.
Against Frank.
If I remember correctly, he actually yells out,
sneak attack. And he tries to hit him with a stick?
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah.
And he catches it, and Frank catches the stick and, like, flips him over.
Because, like, Frank is, like, asleep on the couch, if I'm remembering right.
So, yeah.
He, like, wakes up, grabs the stick, and, like, flips Rod over with it.
And then he says the words, never sneak up on a man who's been in a chemical fire.
Exactly. Yep, spot on. Question five. After this, we meet Rod's crush and neighbor, Denise. But what is the name of the actor that plays Denise?
As I said before, potentially incorrectly, Isla Fisher?
Yep, it is Isla Fisher.
It is Isla Fisher.
And you even pronounced it correctly.
Wonderful.
Question six. We also get to see Rod's bedroom. And in
Ooh.
His bedroom, we see a poster of what famous cellist?
Cellist. So we go into Rod's room. It's real, middle school boy. It's posters of all his heroes around. We got, like, I think it's, like, Evel Knievel, maybe some other stuntmen. Mm-hmm. And then we get a shot of the The cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Yep.
And playing like Good Night Something, I think.
Yeah. Question 7. It is after this that we first learn of Frank's medical diagnosis. It is a heart disease, if I remember correctly. Rod says that he's going to go where?
Oh, right. So Rod's upset. He's also upset that they told him last.
So he's upset, and so he decides to go
somewhere.
To a place. He can... I'll just say it's a forest where he dances.
Right, right.
He calls it a something.
He's like, I have to go to my, I'm trying to remember. Maybe it's like quiet place or like happy place or like, I'm going to guess quiet place first.
You would be correct.
Yes, yeah, yes.
It is his quiet place. So while he is in his quiet place, he is dancing. And amidst his amazing dancing, he trips and falls down the mountain.
Yeah.
How long
is
he falling?
We're talking seconds?
Yes.
I'm going to guess, I don't know exactly. It's as he says to his friends later, he's like, I fell for an unreasonable amount of time or something like that. I don't remember the exact words, but I'm going to guess, I don't know, 38 seconds.
Okay. It's not 38.
Okay.
So is it A, 15,
okay.
B, 31, C, 47, or D, 1 minute, 9 seconds?
So I'm going to go with 31 seconds first.
It is not 31.
Then I'll go 47?
It is 47.
All right, hey.
47 seconds of screen time. He is falling down this mountain in the most hilarious fashion possible.
It's lovely.
So it is at this point that he decides that he needs to perform the big jump so they can raise enough money. To do that, he decides to bring Denise in on the crew so she can help them out. So Rod and Denise ride over to the crew's house, specifically to Dave's house, I believe. Dave,
sure.
Played by Bill Hader. And as they're riding up, we overhear a conversation that Rico and Dave are having. Rico, played by Danny McBride.
Lovely.
Rico is describing a dream.
Yep.
Where he lives in a castle
and
has to fight 1,000 wizards.
Yep.
And the only way to beat them is by punching them in the face as hard as he can.
Yeah, yeah.
But who does he say comes out after he beats up the wizards?
All of their wizard wives, and they just, like, want to have sex with him. Yeah. It's like, really weird.
it's really weird, but I gotta do it. Yeah. So, question 10. This is when they start to help train Rod, so that way he can perform the greatest stunts ever of all time. And to do that, he has to work on many different aspects of his athleticism and mental capacity, including how long he can hold his breath underwater.
For reasons, you know, unknown.
Yeah, for unknown reasons, but it makes sense to them.
Right.
So, in this scene, he says they have to hold him underwater and keep holding him underwater no matter how much he thrashes around. Obviously, then causing him to drown,
yep.
And Denise has to give him mouth to mouth.
Yep.
But before that,
right.
He has a bell. He says, I will ring this bell, and that is the cue of let me up. And so he rings the bell as a test to be like, this is the sound you're looking for. He rings it. But of all the scene,
yeah.
What part is improvised?
I believe when I was first shown this movie, or early on in my watchings of this movie, I was told that this one specific thing was improvised. It was so he rings the bell and then he tries to like match the note.
Yeah.
That the bell hit. So it's like ding, and he goes. Ah.
Yeah.
And then and he keeps trying, and then the whole crew is trying to like match the note, each different and
everyone
wrong.
Except Denise.
Hilarious.
So great though. But yeah, that part is improvised. Question 11. After this, we see the next part of the training where they launch Rod down a large suburban hill. He says, all right, so you're going to roll me down this. He's on like, he's laying down on a longboard.
He's sort of like,
by the way, like a bodyboard.
A sort of like dry land luge.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, Like he just, he's, well, like, it's a longboard, but, like, he's laying back on it, he's gonna go down a hill. And yeah. He's gonna just, like, turn his body sideways to turn.
And he says, now, if something goes wrong, I'm gonna use my safe word, whiskey.
Yeah.
So they launch him down, he gives them a countdown, but they launch him early,
yeah.
causing him to just start yelling whiskey the entire way down. How many seconds does Rod count to before they launch him?
I think they launch him on two.
They sure do. Good job.
One, two, whiskey!
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whiskey! Whiskey! Hilarious.
So question 12. Rod yelling whiskey until he stops, and he stops by slamming into a parked RV.
Yeah.
He goes straight through the door, breaking the window on the other side. So they run down. And the owner of the RV, who's in his home, comes out. And at that moment, Rico just starts beating the crap out of this guy.
Taking this man down.
Yeah. And he says a lot of things while he's just beating the crap out of him.
Yes, he does.
And
you want me to name them all? Sorry, keep going.
I tell you what. I'll give you bonus points. I will give you 3 points if you can say everything he says.
Let me see if I can remember them all. So, he definitely says, I go to church every Sunday. You think you're going to beat the demons out of me?
Yeah.
He says, I drink green tea every day. I don't remember what he says around that exactly, but I know it's something about, like, think you're better than me, or, like, something like that. Like,
you're better than me?
And then at one point he, like, takes his hat and he puts it on and he's like, this is my hat. Totally my hat now.
Yeah. Dumps a trash can full of trash on him.
Oh, and like, at first the crew is like, yeah, and then they're like, whoa, too far. Leave him alone. Is that all of it? Am I missing some?
I believe that is all of
it. Okay, cool.
And you answered what was the original question of, what does he say that he drinks? I believe he phrases it all day. What does he drink?
I've been drinking green tea all day.
Yeah. I've been drinking green tea all day. Yeah, I will give you the 3 points then.
Thank you.
Good job. Question 13. After this, we are introduced to Denise's boyfriend, Jonathan.
Uh-oh.
Played by...
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, yep. Played by Will Arnett. Rod is obviously immediately jealous. And so to try and make it seem like he's totally cool with Denise having a boyfriend and that he's totally cool with Jonathan, he decides to say, hey, let's go on a double date. So he asks out the, it's very much like a 1960s version of Sonic. Yeah, so he walks up and asks the woman out that is working the front window, who Dave has a crush on.
Mm.
And so he asks her out, she says, sure, I guess, or whatever. And so they go on a double date, but Rod's date doesn't show, so it's just him third wheeling with Denise and Jonathan, and Jonathan is totally just being like, dude, she bailed on you. But Denise is being nice and like, I'm sure like something came up.
Right.
Denise is just super sweet. Jonathan, then, to finally get to the question, Jonathan spots a guy that he knows, a guy named Sullivan.
Sullivan.
And Jonathan yells out, Sullivan!
Yeah.
I owe you a what?
A shot to the nuts. A punch to the nuts.
Yep, a punch to the nuts. All right, so question 14.
Yeah.
How did Bill Hader get his long hair for the movie?
I'm going to just say he grew it.
Okay, well, that is not what happened. So, was it A, a toupee?
Okay.
B, his own hair, which it could have been.
It could be he just grew it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Was it someone else's hair that they just draped over his head and then, like, green-screened out the person with the actual long hair?
Sure, so, like, a green-screen suit up to the scalp.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Or D, hair extensions.
I'm going to go hair extensions.
You would be correct. Okay. Question 15.
Mm.
So, Dave takes acid.
Yes.
He goes on an acid trip. He also, mid-acid trip, decides to to use his bench grinder, but while he's doing it, a piece of metal flies into, like, right next to his eye.
Like his temple-ish area?
Yeah.
Right in the eyebrow, maybe?
Yeah, flies right there into his head. And so he calls Rod to give him a ride to the hospital. Rod shows up, sees the chunk of metal sticking out of Dave's head, freaks out, and drives him over to the hospital. And as they are pulling up to the hospital, Dave starts freaking out.
Yeah.
Because he says that Rod just ran over what?
Do I remember the exact wording? A small bus, a tiny bus.
It is a small bus. It's a small bus. Good job. Yep. All right. Question 16. We have a little montage where Andy Samberg is doing a bunch of stunts for people around town, like a children's birthday party and grand openings and stuff like that. And so we get a lot of stunt doubles here filling in for Andy Samberg for safety reasons. But all of Andy Samberg's stunt doubles had to wear a specific prosthetic to appear like Andy from a distance.
Oh.
Which body part got the prosthetic?
Never have I hoped in my entire life that what I'm about to say is the correct answer.
Okay.
For fear of being just so offensive.
Okay.
But I believe it was a nose, to make his nose bigger.
It was his nose. Yep. And Andy Samberg. Question 17, going back a bit.
Sure.
The whole movie,
yeah.
Rod is under the impression that his dad, his late father, his deceased father.
Right.
Not Frank, his biological father, was a stuntman and died performing a stunt.
Mm.
But after he performs a bunch of stunts and some stuff goes wrong, his mom sits him down and tells him that his dad was never a stuntman. And he actually did what for work?
So this is definitely Rod's all is lost moment.
Yeah. Yeah, this is his lowest point.
He learns the sad truth. His father was not the dude who would practice Evel Knievel stunts before Evel Knievel would then do them.
Yeah.
But he was a, I believe, cashier at a tire shop?
Yes. Wow. Exactly correct. Yep. Yeah, he was a cashier at a tire store.
Not even like a mechanic.
Yeah.
Just like...
just a cashier. Question 18.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Rod decides that because his dad was never a stuntman, he cannot be a stuntman either. So he gives it up. He tears down all his posters and quits stunt work and puts on like business clothes, like kind of the way Jonathan would dress, only not nearly as nice.
Oh,
and
right.
He goes shopping and he fills up an entire shopping cart full of liquor.
Yep.
Because that's what adults with real jobs do in his mind, I guess. And his friends find him and Denise is there and she's like, you can't quit. And he says, he must quit.
Yes.
Why does he say he must quit?
This is a, this is maybe this along with, well, I guess there's a few moments that are maybe more popular than the movie itself.
Yeah. This right here is probably the most famous clip from the movie.
Probably. He explains that he used to be too legit.
Yeah.
He was too legit to quit.
Yeah.
And of course, the thing that makes this the funniest is probably his, like, dumb little, like, hand signs that, yeah, like, almost make sense. Yeah, he's, like,
holding up two fingers and making an L.
For legit, and then for quit, it's just like...
Yeah, he's just, like, doing, like, the hand motion across the neck where you're just like, no, stop, like, that kind of motion.
So he was too legit, he was too legit to quit, but now he's unlegit for that reason.
And unlegit is just him making a U with his hands.
And for that reason, he must quit.
Yep. Yeah, good job. All right, question 19. Throughout the movie, we see Rod wearing a shirt with which WWE star on it?
Ooh, good question. I'm gonna... Is Hulk Hogan a WWE?
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna guess that.
Then you would be correct.
Yes!
Yep, it was Hulk Hogan. Cool. He is wearing a... He can be seen wearing a Hulkmania.
Hulkmania, shirt. That's what it is. That's the yellow one?
Yep. Yeah, so he's wearing a Hulkmania shirt and... at one point, Dave is actually wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Question 20.
Ayo.
So at this point, Rod decides to go back in to Stuntman because they get an AM radio host to put on an event where he can jump 15 buses, I believe.
Whoa, that's almost as many as Evel Knievel.
Yeah, it's actually one more than Evel, or is it two more?
I think it's one more.
Okay, yeah, it's actually one more than Evel Knievel.
I checked online.
Yeah, and so the AM radio host puts it on, and as they're building up the set for the stunt to take place on, the AM radio host is talking to them, and he lifts up his shirt to reveal a tattoo that he has. What is this tattoo?
So this is the classic shot from behind of Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing. But in this case, it's not just onto one object, it's actually two.
Yeah.
And it's this character's greatest enemies, the FM radio.
Yep.
And television.
Specifically?
Cable network?
No. Like, old school TV. So, like, they invented the TV, and then this was the next...
Color television.
Yep.
Color television. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that assist. So the urine is splitting into two streams, one over to the FM radio, one onto the color television. Now, you'll also notice, as he lifts his shirt even higher, that there is an AM radio flying on a magic carpet above the boy, safely away from all urine.
Yeah. So it is completely dry. Yep, good job.
Thank you.
All right, question 21. As with all movies, there are some goofs.
Goofs and gags.
Or mistakes, as you might say, that make it into the movie. Oh. Like little things, like how you kind of see if, like, in certain movies or shows where a character's hair is parted one way in one shot and then another way in another. They go from wearing a necklace to not wearing a necklace, or they're... shirt is slightly different, stuff like that,
you know,
little things. In this movie, there are some as well. However, there is one goof that they intentionally planned.
Okay.
Which was it?
I want to say you're referring to post the riot? Are we talking post riot, or is there another one I'm not aware of?
It is earlier in the movie.
It's earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's very subtle. But they do actually call attention to it.
I don't recall. I think we might have to go to multiple choice.
All right. Is it A, that Kevin, played by Yorma, Rod's stepbrother, changes shirts while they're in the movie theater? Is it B, that Rod is thinking about doing his laundry with no pants on, but then walks into another room suddenly wearing pants?
Hmm.
Is it C, that Rod and Kevin switch outfits during the Cool Beans scene, probably the other most famous scene from this movie, or D, that Rod is wearing his stuntman mustache during a non-stunt scene?
I'm pretty sure it's the laundry pants situation.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, question 22. Mm. So at this point, we finally get to the riot scene.
Yes.
Where
Love this.
Rod and the crew are walking down the streets of town, and people start following them.
On the way to their final stunt.
Yeah, on the way to their final stunt. It's a super triumphant moment. John Farnham's You're the Voice is playing. It cuts to those three town people just singing along to it. But that is all so rudely yet hilariously interrupted when someone throws... what object through a storefront window that incites the riot?
What object? I'm thinking maybe it's like a rock, or maybe it's like a TV, or maybe it's like a chair. Even though that feels silly, my instinct is going to be TV, even though I know maybe I'm just thinking about the TV joke. I'm going to say TV.
Okay. It is not a TV. So is it A, a rock?
Okay.
B, a brick?
A brick.
C, a trash can?
It's a,
Or D, a person.
I'm going to have to go trash can, I believe.
Yep,
yeah.
It is a trash can. Yeah, bonus fun fact, and this will allow you to finally get into the movie Rad, is the reason why they chose this song by John Farnham is because his music was actually featured heavily in the movie Rad. So would you like to get into Rad?
I would love to. So this... movie, it's basically Hot Rod, but it's attempting to be serious, and it's equally as stupid and funny.
Yeah. but probably not in a good way.
Not in a good way, but in a very inner... Look, I...
In a way that, like, the room is funny.
Sure, sure. Yes, yes. Try to Be a Good Movie was a terrible movie and was therefore a hilarious movie. I watched this movie after having watched Hot Rod a number of times, and just so many things are spoofs of this movie specifically. It's got What's-Her-Name from Full House.
Oh, Aunt Becky?
Yeah, it's got Aunt Becky.
Whatever her...
Pre-controversy Aunt Becky. Yeah. it's a wonderfully dumb movie. He does dumb stunts and, like, lands them. And sometimes there's just, like, wailing, rocking 80s music going on over these, like, not impressive stunts going on. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Love that movie.
Oh, that's awesome. So, we're winding up to the final stunt. Question 23, by the way.
23?
Yeah, we're winding up to the final stunt. We cut to Rod's mom and stepdad at home watching TV, where a news reporter is reporting a story of a dog doing what?
Oh, what is this exactly? So it gets lost, comes back home on its own, eats a pizza, takes a nap?
Correct. Exactly correct. You hit every point. Yep. Yeah. The dog then walked itself home, ate a pizza, and took a nap. It's like said in that perfect, like, newscaster voice.
So funny.
Question 24. We finally get to yet another insanely famous scene from this movie, where Denise finds out that Rod is performing the stunt, and she's with Jonathan, and she decides, you know what? I don't like Jonathan. I like Rod, so I'm gonna go to Rod instead. And she leaves Jonathan, Will Arnett's character.
Hmm.
And she's literally just running away from him as he's just standing in his car, outside of his car, something like that. And he just starts yelling to her, "Babe!" How many times does he say "babe"?
I'm gonna guess 13.
It's not 13.
Okay.
So, is it A, 12, B, 18, C, 23, D, 30?
I'm going to double down and say 12.
It's not 12.
Is it 18?
It is 18.
There you go.
Says babe a total of 18 times.
Hmm.
Question 25. We're at the stunt. Everything is kicking off.
Yeah.
The host announces the name of the radio station.
Oh, boy.
What is the name of it?
KQZ AM 3. I have no idea.
Okay. Is it A, Q102, B, KQCT 410, C, KNER AM 1080, or D, Y92.5?
Give me C again.
KNER AM 1080.
That's what I think it is.
You would be correct.
Cool.
Yep. Question 26. At the bus scene, there are a ton of people there in physical attendance to watch Rod jump the 15 buses.
Mm.
How many extras did they get for this scene?
I have no idea.
Is it A, 1,200?
Whoa.
B, 1,500?
Oh, wow.
C, 2,000? Or D, 600?
Oh.
I was anticlimactic with that one.
No, that was. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's that one. I'm going to go B.
B, 1,500?
Yes.
It is not 1,500.
Then I'm going to go the joke answer D.
It is not D either. It was 1,200
people. 1,200, that's a lot of people.
Yep, that is still a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Question 27. Right before Rod goes for the jump, we hear a band playing a song, and the AM radio host announces that it is a band called Gown. However, Gown is not a real band, but the people playing as the band Gown are a real band.
Right.
Which band are they actually?
I have no idea. Led Zeppelin.
It is not Led Zeppelin. Are they A, Green Day, B, the Foo Fighters, C, Them Crooked Vultures, or D, Queens of the Stone Age?
I believe it's Queens of the Stone Age.
And you would believe correct.
Nice.
Yep. Question 28. Rod pulls up to the top of the stunt ramp, and he calls upon animal spirits.
Totem spirits.
Totem spirits to assist him in his jump. How many does he call on? And bonus points
if you can
name all of them.
I believe it is 5.
Okay.
And I believe they are, so we got, I know we've got House Cat. Do we bring back maybe Bottlenose Dolphin? Maybe there's an octopus in there?
Yep.
Arctic Fox. Eagle?
Yep, yeah. You got all 5.
Let's go.
Yep. Yeah, so 3 points for you.
Let's go.
Question 29. Rod goes for the jump.
He does.
And mid-air, he separates from his bike.
Yeah.
And just, like, biffs it and just... He makes it across. He does jump.
He physically
jump.
Gets it, yeah.
Yeah, he physically gets it, but he doesn't land it. He just hits the ramp and just rolls down it and proceeds to become unconscious. Mm. During his unconscious state, he has a surreal out-of-body experience where he sees what?
So it's a beautiful out-of-body experience. He goes into a dreamlike state. It's just empty white void. He's wearing a white version of his costume with his little cape. Mm-hmm. His hair is done a little better than it is normally.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees a callback to something he said to Denise earlier of a grilled cheese fighting a taco. And just like Denise says, at first the grilled cheese is winning until street rules come into play. And the taco brings in a chair and just starts beating the garbage out of this grilled cheese until it's lying bleeding on the floor.
Yep.
Which, in Rod's opinion, is both racist and correct.
Yeah. Racist, but correct. Yep. And he wakes up and says, Denise, you're right. The taco wins.
And she's like, what?
Yeah. Yep, good job.
She doesn't really remember.
Good job. Two points for you.
Thank you.
So Rod wakes up, and it's an amazing experience. Everyone starts cheering. The AM radio host is like, can't believe what he's seeing. And out of one of the buses pops out a famous literary character.
Yes.
With a cooked goose. Which character is it?
This is my favorite joke.
Yeah.
Period. Hands down. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yep, it is Ebenezer
out.
Scrooge.
He's got a cooked goose, and in fact, he announces there's a cooked goose for everyone.
A cooked goose for everyone. It's Ebenezer Scrooge. Question 31. So we get to the final scene of the movie where they're having a barbecue. Frank had the operation. He has a new heart. He's all good again. And Rod is finally ready to beat him up.
Hmm.
And he does. He beats up Frank, like, pins him against a car, and just goes, call me a man! And he's like, never! Punches him, like, slams him down again. He's like, say it!
He's, like, ready to, like, break his arm.
Yeah, he's like, you're a man! Say it again!
You're a man!
And then Rod performs a move that Denise teaches him earlier in the movie.
Yes.
Where he performs some Tai Chi move that causes Frank to crap his pants.
Yes.
What does Frank say after crapping his pants that doubles as the final line of dialogue in the movie?
I'd like to point out that first that he, like, offers Rod his hand.
Yeah.
And what could have been, like, you know, a final lovely moment, but instead he does the Tai Chi crap yourself move.
Yep.
And Frank, like... hits his, like, falls to his knees and goes, you gotta be kidding me.
Yep, good job. Oh, I just realized I accidentally wrote the same question twice. So it's actually only 36 questions.
Well, there you have it.
Yep, so question 33 or is 32? Question 32.
Sure.
So now just going to more general question of the movie. Which scene was almost cut from the movie?
It's a dirty question. Mm-hmm. Not a clue.
All right. Is it A... the opening stunt where the stuntman breaks his leg? Was it B, the little montage scene of Richardson dancing?
Man, I know the answer now. Keep going.
Is it C, the forest dancing scene? Or D, the cool beans scene?
It was the cool beans scene.
Yep, it sure was.
The cool beans scene.
Question 34. This movie actually bears a very similar plot line to what other movie featuring SNL cast members?
This sounds familiar, I don't recall.
Is it A, Billy Madison, B, Dirty Work, C, Coneheads, or D, MacGruber?
I don't know, Billy Madison.
It is not Billy Madison.
I don't know, Coneheads.
It is not Coneheads.
I have no clue.
It was Dirty Work.
Dirty Work.
Yep, Dirty Work featuring Norm MacDonald, the late great Norm MacDonald, and among a couple other cast members. Question 34, or... This question is the real 34. So to promote this movie, the Lonely Island guys released interstitials where they said...
Yes.
Now granted, this has not aged well.
Not at all, no.
We do not stand by this. Nor do I think the Lonely Island stands by this today. So they released interstitials where they said that Hot Rod is about a stuntman doing stunts to raise money to sex offend. Yeah. But what channel did they air these interstitials on?
I don't know, MTV?
It was not MTV. So is it A, Comedy Central, B, MTV, which it could be that.
It might be MTV,
It could be that. C, VH1, or D, a History Channel.
I'm going to go Comedy Central.
It was Comedy Central.
Interesting.
36. Due to illness, Will Arnett was actually only on set for so long to shoot his scenes. How many days was he on set for?
A day?
It was not one day. So was it A, one day?
Maybe.
Which it could be that. Could be one day. Was it B, 2 days? Mm. C, 3 days? Mm. Or D, 4 days?
I'm going to say 2 days.
It was 2 days.
2 days.
Yep. And finally, question 36.
Yep.
Where was this movie filmed?
Toronto.
It was not Toronto.
Vancouver. Sorry.
May I?
Yes, sorry.
May I?
I'm so sorry.
Please.
I didn't mean to step on any toes.
Was it
any Canadian toes?
Was it A, Toronto? Which could be
maybe
that.
Maybe Toronto.
B, Regina. C, that is how it's pronounced.
Yes.
I want to clarify that is how it's pronounced. Mm-hmm. That is how the locals say this is how you pronounce it.
Beautiful.
C, Calgary.
Okay.
Or D, Vancouver.
Calgary.
It's not Calgary.
Vancouver.
It was Vancouver. It was Vancouver. Yep. If I didn't decide to
stop me, I might have gotten it.
To stop you, you would have actually gotten it.
I'm just thrown at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are your questions about Hot Rod. While I calculate your score, why don't you share any final thoughts you have on this movie or the quiz?
Look, great quiz, difficult quiz, fun quiz. Highlighted a lot of my favorite parts. I feel good about how I did. Great movie. Give it a shot if you haven't seen it. Or maybe just look up some clips. Hilarious stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of good stuff out there.
So yeah, so out of 36 questions, not 37.
Right.
You scored 54.5 points, giving you 151.388889%.
Woo!
You are officially a movie trivia master.
Speech. I'd like to thank Hot Rod. I'd like to thank The Lonely Island. I'd like to thank you for making this quiz. I'd like to thank myself for being such a genius. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to winning every single Movie Trivia Master Award for the remainder of this podcast forever.
Right on.
And hey, perfect score.
Yeah, perfect.
Just absolutely as predicted.
Perfect. I believe this is actually the highest score that any of us have scored so far.
Hey.
I could be wrong. I've not checked that, but I feel like it is.
We should be writing it down.
Yeah, we should. Maybe. Or maybe not. Who knows?
Let's you know, it wouldn't be cool if a fan of this podcast were to, you know, keep track of it for us. Yeah. 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 And we like don't pay you, but we go, "Ah, thanks, man."
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a shout out if you decide
if it's good.
To do that for us. Yeah.
If it's good.
And if it's good.
If it's bad, we'll probably just bully you.
Yeah.
Not on the podcast, but like we'll find where you sent it. We'll just send back like, "Ah, you dumb idiot."
Yeah. Dumb, McStupid head.
That's right.
Yep. Well, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, then please remember to support us where you can, such as Patreon, where you can find us at patreon.com/doyouknowmovies.
Subscribe to our Patreon, support us, and also get some awesome benefits and perks.
Yeah, perks such as receiving these episodes a day early, getting extended episodes where we discuss the trivia more in depth and unfiltered. And by unfiltered, we do mean with swear words.
Poo-poo pee-pee.
Yep, those ones exactly. And you also get some bonus episodes and our thanks.
But whether or not you can support us, not a big deal. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at DYKMPodcast and support us there.
Yeah. And if you can leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts, please do so, and we will read your review on the podcast.
Let's see what reviews we have in today.
Yeah.
So here we have a new one. It is 5 stars. Thank you, Preston N17, for this review. It's called Two Silly Boys. And it says, just two silly boys and a heck of a lot of fun.
Nice.
Thank you, Preston N17.
Thank you, Preston N17.
Also, if you can follow us on Twitch at Do You Know Games, we will be streaming some of our favorite games or some new games every Monday.
Yep, yeah.
And you can catch our stream archives on YouTube at Do You Know Games.
Yeah, and as for me, you can find me on Instagram at $100bills, where I post some stuff.
And I've got some stuff coming soon. We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
We'll get there eventually. But that has been our episode on Hot Rod. We hope you have enjoyed it, and we will see you next time for another episode of Do You Know Movies. But until then, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.